Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another in the series of Read the Word. It is good to have you with us today. Just had somebody text me. It would be really good to have the links. It is day number 160. Wow. We are moving through the body, through the Bible, the majestic Word of God. And you know, wow, when we started this year, of course, it was a new adventure for all of us, even for me. I've never set out to read out loud every day of the year and broadcast it for anybody. I've never done it before. But hey, we might as well step out for God and step out for each other and get a good work done while we're doing it. And I'm thoroughly enjoying it, and I trust you are too. Especially the book of Proverbs. There's so much here. It doesn't matter what part of business or industry or whatever your line of work is. The book of Proverbs will be to you a very great answer. And I encourage you just continually reading it, you know, continually read it. Of course, we're reading it three Proverbs at a time, so you'll be through it in about 10 days. But if you read it one proverb per day, or maybe two, mix it up, because there's a different understanding when you're mixing it up a little bit. But thanks for being here with us. Make sure you share this with your friends and family, your relatives, your brothers, your army buddies, whatever you got, because you never know who's been wanting to know who God is. And this is a great platform to do it with. You can find all that contact information right there in the notes of this program. Well, here we go. Let's pray our opening prayer together right now. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today, so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, so that I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Here we go. Proverbs chapter 19. Now, always be sure when you read the Bible that you have a pen, you have a pad of paper, that you realize this is your study book. You can underline, highlight, mark, whatever you want to do in it, write notes. I got notes and stuff all over. I use arrows and lines and circles and underlines. This is your guidebook to getting to heaven. No different than if you'd set out on an excursion through the jungle. This is your map. You'll write down the important things that you need, and that makes this, your Bible, very effective. If you don't read well, I encourage you to read with me. Read it right out loud, because the Word of God, as you read it, produces health and life in your body. In Jesus' mighty name. Better is the poor who walks in his integrity than the one who is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Wow. The perverse in their lips and a fool are usually the ones that are trying to manipulate the poor. Also, it's not good for a soul to be without knowledge. And he who sins, and he sins who hastes with his feet. The foolishness of a man twists his way, and his heart frets against the Lord. Wealth makes many friends, but the poor is separated from his friend. A false witness will not go unpunished, and he who speaks lies will not escape. They might escape the day in a courtroom, but they're not going to escape God, because they heap up for themselves all of that wickedness. Six, many entreat the favor of the nobility, and every man is a friend to who gives gifts. All the brothers of the poor hate him. Man, this is a powerful verse. How much more do his friends go far from him? He may pursue them with words, yet they abandon him. Why? Because he's poor. And like Brother Jesse says, it's not poor in your pocket, it's poor in your spirit. Verse 8, he who gets wisdom loves his own soul. He who keeps understanding will find good. A false witness will not go unpunished, and he who speaks lies will perish. Twice in one chapter. Luxury is not fitting for a fool, much less for a servant to rule over princes. The discretion of a man makes him slow to anger, and his glory is to overlook a transgression. The king's wrath is like the roaring of a lion, but his favor is like dew on the grass. That's interesting. Because dew on the grass covers everything. It's all wet. Our dog won't even go to the bathroom in wet grass. A foolish son is the ruin of his father, and the contentions of a wife are a continual dripping. Drip, drip. Houses and riches are an inheritance from fathers, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. Thank you for being prudent, but that's not a prude. That's very interesting how two more letters can change a whole world word. Verse 15, laziness casts one into a deep sleep, and an idle person will suffer hunger. He who keeps the commandments keeps his soul. He who is careless of his ways will die. He who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord, and that he is a capital, he will pay back what he has given. So when you give to the poor, you get an exact return of what you pay to the poor, dollar for dollar. Chasten your son while there is hope, and do not set your heart on his destruction. A man of great wrath will suffer punishment, for if you rescue him, you will have to do it again. Listen to counsel and receive instruction, that you may be wise in your latter days. There are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel, that will stand. What is desired in a man is kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. The fear of the Lord leads to life, and he who has it will abide in satisfaction. He will not be visited with evil. That's a promise right there. A lazy man buries his hand in the bowl and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. Strike a scoffer, and the simple will become wary. Rebuke one who has understanding, and he will discern knowledge. He who mistreats his father and chases away his mother is a son who causes shame and brings reproach. Cease listening to instruction, my son, and you will stray from the words of knowledge. A disreputable witness scorns justice, and the mouth of the wicked devours iniquity. Judgments are prepared for scoffers, and beatings for the backs of fools. There ain't no way around it. A fool is in trouble big time. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Proverbs chapter 20. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is a brawler. And whoever is led astray by it is not wise. Which do you want? Mockery or brawling? Because according to the word of God, that's what you're going to get. The wrath of a king is like the roaring of a lion. Whoever provokes him to anger sins against his own life. It is honorable for a man to stop striving, since any fool can start a quarrel. The lazy man not plow because of winter. He will beg during harvest and have nothing. That's why sow your seed, your time, your talent, your treasure. Find something to sow every single day somewhere so you have a continual harvest every day. If you sow every day, you get a harvest every day. That's just God's kingdom. And in the, let me see, I better do this. In this modern day that we live in churchianity, when you hear the word sow, you always think send money to a ministry. But that word's so much bigger than that, because what do we sow? Our time, our talent, our treasure, our kindness, our friendship, our loyalty. These are all seeds that we sow. And God said very specifically, that is what the world is set up on. As long as this earth remains, there will be seed, time, and harvest. That's what everything in this world is set up on. If you don't like the harvest you're getting, check the seed you're sowing.
Wow.
Heard Dr. Summerall say today, you know, all a banana tree has to do to prove what it is?
It's
just make bananas, which is its nature. Anyways, I done gone to preaching and we got to keep moving. We are now in verse 5. Counsel in the heart of a man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Men will proclaim each his own goodness, but who can find a faithful man? I can find faithful men and women. We got a bunch of them around us. And all y'all is listening, thank you. We love you. The righteous man walks in his integrity, and his children are blessed after him. A king who sits on the throne of judgment scatters all evil with his eyes. Who can say, I've made my heart clean, I am pure from my sin? Nobody. Diverse weights and diverse measures, they are both alike, an abomination to the Lord. Even a child is known by his deeds, whether what he does is pure and right. Verse 12, the hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord has made them both. Do not love sleep, lest you come to poverty. Open your eyes, and you will be satisfied with bread. We studied that today at noon prayer. Open your eyes and see. That's what God says over and over. God said to Joshua, standing on the side of that hill looking at Jericho, see, I have given you that city. And they hadn't taken one pebble of it yet. But what was God saying? See it in here. Get it in your mind's eye. You've taken that city and them walls falling. That's exactly what happened. You're going to have to read the Proverbs from now on. Even a child is known by his deeds. We already read that. 13. We already read that. Does anybody know where I am? 14. It is good for nothing, cries the buyer, when he has gone his way, and then he boasts. There is gold and a multitude of rubies, but the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel. Take the garment of one who is surety for a stranger, and hold it as a pledge when it is for a seductress. I've never figured out that verse. But we're not going to stop and try right now. Bread gained by deceit is sweet to a man, but afterward his mouth will be filled with gravel. Plans are established by counsel. By wise counsel, wage war. He who goes about as a talebearer reveals secrets. Therefore, do not associate with one who flatters with his lips. There's nothing wrong with a compliment, but flattery will get you nowhere. Whoever curses his father or his mother, his lamp will be put out in deep darkness. An inheritance gained hastily at the beginning will not be blessed at the end. Do not say, I will recompense evil. Wait for the Lord, and he will save you. Diverse weights are an abomination to the Lord, and dishonest scales are not good. Twice in one chapter. A man's steps are of the Lord. How then can a man understand his own way? It is a snare for a man to devote rashly something as holy, and afterward to reconsider his vows. That means if you sow a seed, sow it. Even if it's your love, even if it's forgiveness. 26, a wise king sifts out the wicked and brings the threshing wheel over them. The spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inner depths of his heart. Mercy and truth preserve the king, and by loving kindness, he upholds his throne. The glory of young men is their strength, and the splendor of old men is their gray head. Blows that hurt cleanse away evil, as do stripes the inner depths of the heart. Now, the spirit of, verse 27, the spirit of a man is the candle, is the lamp of the Lord. Remember, you are a spirit. You have a soul. That's your mind, your will, and your emotion. And you live in a body. You're not a body, and you're not a mind. You are a spirit, and you have a mind that lives in a body. When you break that down and you get that in the right place, then you can begin to delineate all the different parts of your life, and life becomes that much greater. Now, I got my list all messed up over here. Proverbs chapter 21. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. Like the rivers of water, he turns it wherever he wishes. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the hearts. To do righteousness is justice, and justice is more acceptable than sacrifice. A haughty look, a proud heart, and the plowing of the wicked are sin. The plans of the diligent leads surely to plenty, but those of everyone who is hasty, surely to poverty. Hastiness brings povertiness. 6, getting treasures by a lying tongue is the fleeting fantasy of those who seek death. The violence of the wicked will destroy them. Well, there's a promise. Because they refuse to do justice. Now, let's just pause right now. And we just speak God's justice over every one of these wicked people who tore up this nation with their violent mobs, killing people, wounding, maiming people, and burning down businesses. The violence of the wicked will destroy them. In the realm of the spirit, I say to you, turn from your wicked ways, because your acts, not my prayer, your acts will destroy your life. It says it right there. And in the realm of the spirit, I beg you to turn from your wicked ways and no longer be a part of that. And that's probably not to anybody that's listening to me. I'm speaking that into the realm of the spirit as I see this verse, because that wicked mobbery must be stopped. Mm-hmm. Verse number 8, the way of a guilty man is perverse, but as for the pure, his work is right. Better to dwell in the corner of a housetop than in a house shared with a contentious woman. The soul of the wicked desires evil. His neighbor finds no favor in his eyes. When the scoffer is punished, the simple is made wise. But when the wise is instructed, he receives knowledge. The righteous God wisely considers the house of the wicked, overthrowing the wicked for their own wickedness. That's God. Whoever shuts his ears to the cry of the poor will also cry himself and not be heard. See,
wow.
I can't change that verse. All I can do is read it and say, you got to change your ways, because you're going to get what that just said. And you're not going to like that. You shut your ear to the cry of the poor that you're making poor. And then nobody will listen to you. And there's nothing we can do. I can't change it. A gift in secret pacifies anger, and a bribe behind the back, strong wrath. It is a joy for the just to do justice, but destruction will come to the workers of iniquity. A man who wanders from the way of understanding will rest in the assembly of the dead. Wow. He who loves pleasure will be a poor man. And he who loves wine and oil will not be rich. And at verse 17, he's talking about a harlot. He who loves the harlot pleasure will be a poor man, because you just keep putting money. That's a joke. Guy told me that about a boat, too. He said, that's just a hole in the lake you put money in. That's all that is. 18, the wicked shall be a ransom for the righteous, and the unfaithful for the upright. Better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and angry woman. Verse 20, there is desirable treasure and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man squanders it. He who follows righteousness and mercy finds life, righteousness, and honor. You live in righteousness, you are literally going to find all of the good things of life. A wise man scales the city of the mighty, and brings down the trusted stronghold. Whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from trouble. A proud and haughty man, scoffer is his name. He acts with arrogant pride. And I'll bet you, every one of you that are listening to this, whether it's live or down the road, as soon as you read that verse, you can see that about 10 people's names. At least I always can, because it's like, that's what that guy's problem is. The desire of the lazy man kills him, for his hand refuses to labor. He covets greedily all day long, but the righteous gives and does not spare. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. How much more when he brings it with wicked intent? A false witness shall perish, but the man who hears him will speak endlessly. A wicked man hardens his face, but as for the upright, he establishes his way. There is no wisdom or understanding or counsel against the Lord. A horse is prepared for the day of battle, but deliverance is of the Lord. Now, this is the part that we always call circle the wagons. Now, just like last night, I did a little bit of research on these three Proverbs. 17 times God or the Lord is mentioned in these three Proverbs. 10 times the heart or the spirit is mentioned. 9 times the mouth or the lips. 10 times righteousness, right. In these three Proverbs alone, these words are brought up that many times. 9 times wisdom or being wise. 6 times foolishness and pride. And then scoffer 3, honor 2, foolish 2. The words you say to the talking about the perverse brain as 2 verses, the abomination 3 times, knowledge and understanding 10 times,
wow,
wrath and anger 7 times. And you and I can see that here's Solomon sitting on his, I know I'm going to say this every time, but it's just what's going on. He's sitting on his throne, ruling and judging. And people walk away and he just shakes his head like, can you believe that they are in that mess? Well, go back and look up every verse on a scoffer. And you'll see exactly why you should not scoff another day. A mocker. Quit mocking. Quit meddling in other people's ways. It's all through Proverbs. Chase after wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. You got to chase after it or you don't get it. It is effort and desire that takes wisdom and takes knowledge and turns it into understanding. You got to seek after it. And you can see that all the way through the book of Proverbs. The other side of it is, in the day that we live, we have the Holy Spirit of God living in us. So Jesus said, to him who has revelation, that means you got your nose in the books, studying and searching out the truth. To him, God will give more revelation, because God always blesses the go-getter. In Jesus' name. Let's pray the prayer of salvation. We never know who's going to be with us from around the world and whatever nation. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, if you've never accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, if you've never been reconciled with the Father, become a Christian, all those words that people use, born again. Now's the time to pray this prayer. And here's the cool thing. In 2 minutes, you will be right with God, even though if you don't understand it. Ready? Pray with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in
and
my
according
life.
To John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting
and
life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And I open my heart and receive you in now.
I open my heart and receive you in now.
Fill me with your love and mercy.
Fill me with your love and mercy.
Your grace and your righteousness.
Your grace and your righteousness.
The Holy Spirit of God.
The Holy Spirit of God.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word
pray
of God.
In my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. Now, let me be the first to welcome you to the kingdom of God. You just made the greatest decision of your life. You are now an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. Why? Because you accepted Jesus. The Father now accepts you. John chapter 1 says, to as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become a child of God. Father said, adopt him. You're now an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. You said all of your grace, mercy, love, righteousness, and the Holy Spirit. And all of that just filled you. That's why you can, you experience that rush. And you're like, what is it? It's a rush of purity and cleanness. Because you opened yourself up to the one who created you and designed you in your mother's womb. Psalm 139. Well, welcome to the kingdom of God. From this day forward, what you do is you learn to walk with God. Get you a good Bible. If you need some instruction, I got a whole video on it. Get a good Bible like this and begin to find out who God is and to begin to find out who you are. Because as soon as you find out who you are in God and God is in you, your whole life will change and be transformed. And now you're not fighting this on your own. You've got the force of righteousness living in you to overcome all sin. It's a wonderful life. I got some great videos that'll help you know how to live with God. Shoot me an email. My email address is right there in the notes. hgpreacherman@gmail.com. It will be a blessing to you in Jesus' mighty name. Well, that's it for today. Remember, Sunday morning, we receive communion after we do the Read the Word, and we want you to be there and be a part. You can feel free to join us on our Community of Faith programs in the evening. Establishing Your Faith happens at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central, 6 Mountain, 5 Pacific, right here on YouTube, Facebook, and Blog Talk Radio. And will be a blessing to you. In Jesus' mighty name, to all our friends around the world, remember this. We say it every time. We love you.
We love you.
And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. See you soon.